Welcome to Unsolicited Views, where we talk about topics that you may or may not give a damn about.
Here, I got to hear you.
All right, y'all, we're going to take this shot. Maul came back to the podcast.
I'm a temporary guest. What's up, fella?
All right, and you guys, so the old millennials, may you guys.
Millennials versus Gen Zs over here.
We're not Gen Zs. Them niggas wild.
Y'all niggas wild.
I'm saying y'all. It all started with y'all, yo. Everything went downhill with y'all.
Mm-hmm. It is John that's giving y'all a bad name, Sid.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Really, Sid? Sid, hold on. I'm going to talk about it after the shot.
Whoa.
Damn, John, you all right?
It leaked.
It leaked? Oh, man.
Yo, my man.
We don't pause in Gen Zs.
So you are Gen Zs.
Would you push play?
Yo. See, I realize you stand with me when they not here. When they get here.
It's only y'all two. Who she going to stand
yo,
with?
Yo, when they get here, you won't be supporting me the same way. We are not
Gen Z.
No, but we got individual parts of the show. We be on the same page. But now when they get here, you don't like.
What I say?
You don't say nothing. That's how.
I'm letting y'all have y'all guy talk.
Let me tell you why. She come to the winning side.
Yep.
No, you she want gets me to it. Speak up more?
She gets it.
Yeah, like don't leave me out.
She don't like men. She don't like men.
It's easier to be more outspoken when it's just me and you.
I think Sid is more. Is closer to outside of millennials than you.
Okay, give me some reasons.
Just now.
No, she just punked out on me though.
Damn.
No, she just what understood. She understood. She not. She don't agree with you.
Them, yeah. Yo. They can't chase you. That knees bad.
Who needs
that's,
bad?
That's not funny.
He can't chase you.
I'm about to say, my knees not bad. I just leg press 10 plates on each side.
We still got playing y'all little wild field day. We gonna make a bunch of TikToks and we gonna put y'all through a couple track and field events.
Yeah, the old millennials.
As long as it don't require me planting on my left leg, I know we
bring
good.
Bring it over here for placement. That's a good bottle to be on.
You could opt out of the long jump.
Yeah, no jumping. No sudden cuts. No planting
so
off the left.
How you be hooping?
Gingerly.
Yeah.
You're trying to
say. I hoop like
see,
an old man.
I just did this the other day.
See, I don't do that.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Just because. Because
he's
about
to try for the Ravens.
I just wanted to try, yeah.
Oh, for real? I just wanted to try. Ravens contract.
Mm-mm.
I just wanted to try, yeah.
He'd be a consultant.
You want to act?
You want to match your hair,
hey, what's
yo?
Up? My name Mel.
That's going to be your old, that's your old man voice. You know your old nigga voice?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, brother?
But that does sound like a Melvin type voice, y'all. Like, not him.
I think that's why I was mad, though.
Yeah, not him, not him specifically, but it sounds like a generic-ass Melvin voice, y'all.
What's up? Mm-mm. What's up, young
old blood? Old-ass Mel.
Do you say young blood?
You can be like Melvin on Baby
what's
Boy
up,
and
blood?
Shit.
I say brother a lot.
What's up, brother? So how you say your brother?
What's up, brother?
Bro, oh, you said V.
Jamal
said
boss.
Yeah, I'm a boss, yeah. Boss,
oh,
boss man.
Yeah, I'm brother. He boss.
That's good, boss man. Yeah.
He well, love a boss man. Oh my gosh!
I call everybody brothers. White people, black people, any race, anything. Yeah,
that's what he do with boss man.
He said brother.
Especially if they an employee of wherever we are, he's like, "Hey, boss man, can you get me some napkins?"
Like, boss man,
it softens it up though. I like that.
But guess what? They respond. It's empowering.
I do say boss. Boss is mine. I do say boss.
Me say you just say boss.
What's up, bro? Boss.
All right, there.
What's up, homie? I say homie.
Homie.
Yeah, I use homie. What's up, G?
In your opinion, what is the if you were to go?
Hold on, say address the fact that you're so quiet when they hear. We don't need you
talking right now.
We had this podcast on our shoulders without these niggas. You don't need. Don't act like they.
Wait,
they
I've
hear.
Been here.
Nah, without them, we can still do this.
I've been
you
here.
You see your last
That's
clip?
I'm a pro.
Your last clip, it went up.
Right.
1,000 views
right.
In 3 days.
I does this.
I mean,
that's what I'm talking about. That's the energy. Stay right there. The rest of the episode.
Depends on what you drag it on.
Yeah, that's kind of. Yeah, I want to get
snail
that.
Trail.
Anyway,
do I want to go down this route? Nah, I'm gonna go ahead and take an exit.
There we go. Thank you. So we here. So Sid, don't let these guys intimidate you.
I'm not about to ask y'all a question.
What's up?
If y'all was going to a party, y'all know all the people there. What is do you think would be the alcohol that would be easier for everyone to like?
In this day and age,
yeah.
Tequila.
No vodka.
Casamigos.
I brought so much whiskey on that trip. We went through like 6 bottles of tequila. I'm like, y'all didn't touch this whiskey.
It was a woman, though.
No, it was meant to.
How many?
For most of the trip, one.
And a half.
Hold up. No. No, yo. Yo, get this cut nigga, yo. Yeah, cut.
Let's go get
but at one point, we had three guys, and they still was on tequila.
What a girl.
Only one of them was drinking Bullet.
But it was really, all women around. But
see, Bullet would be me.
Was a woman in that bathing suits around?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to drink tequila.
But to me, I'm transitioning to tequila because it just seems so much lighter on my body.
Mm-hmm. Like this whiskey be heavy now. I'm realizing, I'm like, I think niggas whiskey, just like tequila.
Yeah,
I think everybody likes tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila's a little bit more versatile than whiskey.
It is.
Yeah. You can mix it with a lot more stuff. Yeah. Well, also, whiskey is more so, like, for example, in a sitting down situation, if I'm home chilling, okay, give me a whiskey. I mean, out and about.
A good whiskey.
Yeah, good whiskey.
Because it's my thing, too. Sometimes everybody want to bring whiskey, and all whiskey.
Sorry, if I bring
create
a,
the same.
So you don't like that Jack Daniel? I can't bring
Evan.
Jack.
I can't bring an Evan Williams to your house no more.
Evan, no.
You
leave
it?
Evan at home with
what
his
about?
Yeah. Are you still on the Evan Williams budget?
No, I don't drink
exactly. Exactly. So why would you bring it?
I drink Bullet.
Leave Evan and
Bullet
Jack.
Cool? Bullet's cool.
You drink Bullet bourbon.
Bullet is cool, but I mean
Angel's Envy is good.
Yeah, that's
cool. Angel's Envy is cool.
Whistle
Sagamore.
That's an $89 bottle.
Yeah, Whistle Pig is
Woodford.
Good.
Woodford.
Yeah, Angel's Envy is my. I like that really.
I might gotta do a black on tequila bar.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
And just we got black Mexicans out here.
Yeah, I mean.
You watched. Yeah. What's the show with El Chapo when they was like trying to get him?
El Chapo.
The drug show. It was on Netflix.
Yeah, on Netflix. I don't remember the name.
But anyway, they had black Mexicans.
Yeah, I mean, yes, Afro Latinas exist.
Afro Latinas. No, they're just black Mexicans.
Okay.
It's different.
But Panama's not Mexican.
Y'all really beefing?
No, I don't know. The Mexican, no, never.
I'm talking about you and Sid.
Oh, no. She just act different when y'all here, though.
I ain't even.
Y'all go back and listen to the episodes. It was just me and her. She was wildin'.
I was not wildin'.
That hotel etiquette thing, like, dog, that was wild.
That's because you ain't know the hotels is dirty.
I didn't know people was fucking on the beds next to them. I didn't know people
I will say that
their
that
beds.
Clip was funny.
I didn't know people was doing that.
Yeah, John looks so disgusting.
Like, I know. That's why that clip was funny because of you.
Oh.
Is the way
so many people
and you played
me
it so well
based on how you responded, yeah. And then they knew about the two bed thing too. That's regular.
Oh, so I was.
It's not regular.
You taught me something.
That is regular. That is regular.
I'm only getting a king bed.
I mean, I prefer a king bed, but then
me and my wife
sleep in the West.
So part two, what do you do if it's a king bed and you wet it up?
Well,
that
night, both of y'all sleeping on it, and then the next. Hopefully
he be making me sleep in a whisper.
That's funny. Shit. That's funny. Another, I don't know what to say, but
another,
funny, no,
another exit for you. Yo.
With a speed camera. After the speed camera, we got to slow down,
baby.
To me, that's not fair because he caused it. If you caused it, you should sleep in.
What's a speed camera? We need to slow down.
I got a lot of questions, but I'm not going to ask them.
Do you really have questions?
All right, I'm good. All right,
it's regular. Let's just y'all just don't know about it.
But no, I didn't know about that. I didn't know they didn't wash my blankets. Also, I didn't know. Yeah, hotel etiquette. Like, I didn't know. And
so what? Like, in the amount of time that they be in a room, what did you really think they was doing?
I did think they was changing my blanket. I thought they was dusting, vacuuming.
They really just straightening up.
I'll go with John on this one. I never thought about changing the spread.
That's why when people
and I'm
complain,
in hotels a lot now, and it's kind of like now you I'm tripping.
That's when people
next
complain
week I'll be
like,
in a hotel.
Oh, we should be able to check out later or check in earlier. I'm like, you giving them less and less time to clean your room.
I got you.
Like you want to sleep in dirt.
I got you.
So yeah, because like the place we stayed in Rehoboth. They wanted you to bring your own sheets, or you could pay $250 for a rental sheet package. But they said their reason was because when they try and flip the rental, they don't got time to be cleaning sheets and all of that. So it's like, if you want to include sheets, you got to pay extra for it.
BYOS.
Yeah.
So what do you
bring your own shit?
Bring everything.
Everything.
Matter of fact, bring your house.
Bring your room. I was about to say, shit.
Yeah, we didn't do that though, but...
Then $250 for a sheet package?
I was like, I'm going to go to Walmart and buy the $10 sheets and then leave them here because I don't even need them.
They try to justify that because they can't flip it.
Yeah. They can't. I mean, it was a 5-bedroom house, so it probably do take some time.
You had a good time on your vacation?
Yeah, it was lovely.
Your girl's trip?
It was not a girl's trip. It was fun, though.
What was it?
It was a friend's vacation.
Friendcation.
Yeah, we literally get trinkets every year. The last time we did a cup that says Friends Trip 2021. This time I did pop-up coolers that has everybody's name on them.
Pop-up coolers?
You supply the coolers?
I do the gifts every time.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's little pop-up coolers.
You love your friends.
And it's customized.
You really love your friends.
I like giving the little something to remember this by.
Your little trinkets.
Yeah, and then I did a little hangover packs. with like Advil in it, eye patches.
Eye patches.
Like under eye patches. The guys didn't want those. They gave them to us.
Shit, I take it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, y'all missing out.
You got bags.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, really? I'm like, y'all don't realize.
Why you got bags? Why you got bags? You don't sleep? You don't sleep.
Because I'm old, guys. I think.
It happens.
No, but you sleep less than me. I mean, more than me.
I sleep more than
that
you.
Don't mean nothing.
I sleep a lot more than you.
Yeah.
But my body need more sleep.
Right.
He's hefty.
Who?
33 gallon.
What does that have to do?
Who are you referring to?
That's why.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out.
I'm about to say, because you know
you're not a 33 gallon. There's no gallon above.
33 gallons.
There's no such thing as 33 gallons.
It's hefty bags, gallons. Come on, guys.
It's no such. It's
he really was lost. I thought he was joking.
Yo, your metaphor is trash. Yo,
thanks to be a rapper.
I'm about to say, you got to work on your dad jokes, B.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
No, that shit was fucking terrible.
Okay, go ahead.
But it was fun, yeah. How about y'all? Where y'all been?
How y'all been? How y'all doing?
I've been at work, you know.
I let Mar go.
I've been at work.
Well, let's talk about it. So 2018, that fall. Was that summer?
It was summer, yeah. I just came in my fifth year.
Oh, and the podcast did too. Yeah. So took...
Right around the same time, yeah, I know.
You took a
job. Don't like a little parallel track.
Right. You took a job part-time because you were trying to get yourself and achieve some financial goals.
Uh-huh.
I know they're achieved. You can't tell me they're not. If they're not, it's on you now.
No, I'm just achieving more.
So why do you still work a part-time job?
Because I like it.
You like to work for fun?
I mean, at this point, yeah.
So do we need to find you some hobbies?
I have hobbies too.
His hobby is working.
Your hobby is work?
I work, I hoop, I lift weights, I play video games, I bowl,
I play pool. If we took work out, what could you replace that with?
It doesn't make money.
OnlyFans.
I mean, I could do that too.
All right, so how about you stop doing your, quit your job and get start your OnlyFans?
What kind of OnlyFans would you do?
I'll probably be like burgers and fries, you bring the shake.
Yo.
I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't even. I'm trying to figure out. I didn't know how.
Do you think he can make more money off his OnlyFans than
Hold up. Are you shaking or she's shaking?
She's shaking. She said he's shaking.
I was making sure.
I said, you bring the shake.
Okay. You bring the shake.
Yeah.
Would you like to shake?
Ass and titties can shake.
Okay.
such but if you start your OnlyFans, you probably can.
Would always be food involved?
No. It's a metaphor.
Yeah, it's not like he's not. It's like I'm not a mukbang.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's not mukbang or ASMR, nothing like that.
Yeah.
What would your game be in the OnlyFans DMs that they send you all the time?
I don't know. I have to work on that.
Because that's how you get the money. You got to slide in. Hey, Big Daddy. Like, I'm not saying you
fall
that.
For that.
Why would I?
No,
say
I never
that.
Fall.
John
for
fall for those.
I never would, and I don't pay for that.
You up?
Yeah. Not yet. John like shit. What a coincidence. Yes, I am. What's your number?
He me? You talking about me?
Like, wait a minute. That's a collect fee. That's a collect call.
$10. Nah, I don't go on OnlyFans no more. Actually, it got too costly. They stopped putting free stuff out. Mm-hmm. There's nothing free. Everything's behind a paywall.
And then Twitter started limiting tweets. So that's going to be another.
Oh, yeah, that just happened.
Wait, what?
Twitter.
500 tweets a day. Allegedly. Yeah. I was scrolling the other day. So what's good? We back. Another episode.
Yo!
I'm Sister Views. I just did want to say one thing before the top of the episode. I am no longer humble, John. I have lost all my humility. So now on the podcast, I am going to be, I'm going to take Sid's energy. I'm that nigga.
When were you humble, John?
Whoa.
No, I'm just asking for
questions. No, it's a good question.
I always felt like I think I'm a very humble man.
And so what changed?
When I stopped being humble?
No, you said now you're going to be less humble. Why?
What inspired this?
Because I feel as though I realized in order for this party to go to the next level, I'm going to have to take on be a personality.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I realized that's what's going to take. So I'm not going to be humble. But you're saying, I didn't like your comment.
I think humble is the wrong word.
So you don't think I'm humble?
I think humble is the wrong word.
No, what is the right word then?
I think you're saying that you're going to be more expressive.
So you don't think I'm humble?
I think you can be. But I don't see a difference in any humility previously and versus now.
So you don't think I've been humble? You think I've been...
I think the level of humility has stayed the same.
So you're saying I have become...
You've remained...
So since you met me, did I come off as egotistical?
No, why are you choosing words
But you won't give me humble. I don't understand why I can't be humble.
I'm not saying that you're not humble. What makes you humble? I think the humble...
I think I'm a caring. I look out for others. I put others before myself.
That sounds like, hey, why should we hire you for this job? I'm hardworking.
Hold on. You don't think I'm humble?
Listen, do you know the definition of humble?
What is it?
Having a low or modest view of one's own self.
Oh, hell no, I ain't humble.
Okay. Because right, I'm like, you using the wrong word.
I'm empathetic.
That's a much better
word. I think my empathy level is higher than
most. Okay, I like that better.
Than most?
I think my empathy level is the highest on this part. No, Sid.
Empathy?
Okay, I'm about to say, excuse me.
Well, Sid don't got it. Her empathy level.
I'm very empathetic.
What? I think you, I don't know. You
didn't know don't look over
I think
here.
Y'all are all empathetic.
Oh, God. You just capping, bro.
Why don't you think I'm empathetic?
Not saying that. I said more empathetic. I don't think you're the most empathetic. She's I one, think I I'm am. Two.
Well, one, no. Three, yeah, Sid number one.
94.
Yeah.
Oh, who's number four? I'm number four?
You're less than empathetic.
Number four. Wait, can we dig into this?
Yes, because I think you get the most, you're the most triggered out of all of us.
Wait, what does that have to do with empathy?
Because it's like, you won't get triggered if you're empathetic.
That's not true. I get triggered all the time.
When I say that is empathy, you first giving grace.
All right, can we get a definition of empathy? Because I don't think he has it. I don't think he has it.
All right, empathetic is showing an ability to understand and share the feelings of others.
Right.
I think I'm very empathetic.
I'm not saying you're not empathetic. I say out of this group, you're just number four.
I would actually think people that got triggered more would be more empathetic because they know how it feels.
I think I'm more empathetic than you are. Because you don't care about a situation. You don't read a room. See, and that shows lack of empathy.
Shit.
I don't read a room.
We said this multiple times, even on this pod. You do not know how to read a room.
I do think you're getting better.
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of therapy shit you on today?
So it sounds like there need to be a re-ranking.
All right, so I'm least four. Sympathetic.
I would think you number four for sure.
Damn.
Then Maul.
Damn.
Then me. And then Sid.
I think me and Mel are interchangeable.
So how can I read a room better?
Interchangeable?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me think on that some more. Go ahead, what'd you say?
How can I read a room? The thing is, my thoughts, you just know them. Your thoughts, we just never know.
How we know?
And I think that's the difference.
Oh, because you're sharing them more openly. Yes.
He has some of the same thoughts. He just don't share.
Who, Melvin?
Like Melvin in his head, let's be honest.
So you're saying I'm inwardly non-empathetic, whatever the word is.
Well, yeah.
Inwardly.
So, for example, I think Melvin is more, I think his ego or his id is just as big as mine. He just doesn't share outwardly.
Okay.
I share it, so you might be like, yeah, he's an asshole. But he might have that same, he but believes, do you believe the shit?
Yeah.
See, exactly. But no. You just don't say that often.
But that don't make you not empathetic.
True, you can still be empathetic.
How about
I understand that. But I'm saying in the scope of, I think where you get to judge me because I show it. I display the multifaceted.
So you think people are harder on you?
I know they are.
Okay.
That's the violin music supposed to come in right there.
But you said you about to lean into that more.
Yeah, because there's no point because people already think it.
So you just want to lean into what they think. Okay.
Because actually, outside of this podcast.
So me and you the same person. I'm just inwardly.
No, I think
so that would make y'all three and four there.
No, you're more introverted than I am. So no, I don't think we're the same person. I think
wait, you putting a whole lot of words into definitions.
That's where my brain goes.
You're confusing me.
That's where my brain goes. But anyway,
See, you're saying a whole lot of words. I don't understand what you mean. I'm taking it as a sign of disrespect.
I want to stop you because I don't understand it. Okay. But no, I think it's interesting. We have a great mesh of personalities here. And it's funny that Sid's personality changes when other people come in the room. And I'm going to stay on that for the whole podcast.
Tell her why you mad, son.
It's really crazy, though, yo.
See, he really mad at you today.
So
really
why crazy, do you bro. Think it has anything to do with them and maybe not just my mood that day?
Oh, my bad.
Maybe he said because your mood happened to change when
right.
they
came.
Yeah. This is old. What a coincidence. Stuff, but anyway, we do got to introduce Maul being back. So Maul, Mr. Don't Talk to Me If It's Under 190, Mr. Chicken Wings on Fleek, Mr. Shea Butter Poppy.
Niggas still use that line on Fleek?
Do they? Okay. Mr. I don't know. That was a part of it. I've been thinking about this for a couple of days.
You've been thinking about it. That's all you came
up
with?
That's all you came up with was two lines, Joe?
But Don't Talk to Me After Under 190, that was really my bar.
Okay.
Mr. But anyway, how you been, Maul?
He's still putting numbers on it.
Maul, dude.
Where I put a number on it?
He ain't put a number on it.
I'm not putting a number on it.
Don't be 120 and walk past him.
I probably won't see you.
Exactly. <That's right>. Yeah. It's a number.
120 for Maul.
No. What?
Like, don't play. That's not even my warm up weight.
That's not even his finger.
Like, you use your finger like
that. I don't even like the way you did that, Joe. That is wild.
Like, is that what you mean? It's the one finger.
Come here. Come here.
See, you don't got nothing to say. You don't even help. You
like, you'll be flicking that bitch like a wall light.
I don't. That's all right.
One finger too.
I got top on my fingers.
That's crazy.
Anyway, more. How are you doing?
Got nails too. That probably hurt.
Oh shit!
I try to cut them. Keep them close.
I mean, I got nails too. Mine's is pretty blunt, but they just grew back though. That's crazy. But I've been good.
Is that why y'all keep your nails? Okay, go ahead.
No, I mean, with my nail beds, let you know like, where that line is for the skin.
Yeah.
That's literally where my skin is. So I can't cut below that. I literally can't cut there. That's where my.
Oh, so you got permanent nice nails?
I do too.
Yeah, niggas, it's natural.
Yeah, very nice.
That's crazy.
Say, it's not manicured.
Yeah. My beds are pretty good. You see your beds? You bite your cuticles?
Not the cuticles.
Don't bite my cuticles.
Who does that?
That's like borderline serial killer.
Some people bite their cuticles, yeah.
You biting like that, yeah. That's crazy.
I get manicures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just haven't had one in a while.
I need to start getting manicures because they.
Yeah. Get one tomorrow.
So good, Ma.
But yeah, I've been good.
You been. How you been?
Man. You know, just been around the world here and there.
How are the packages?
Packages, you know, they come in steady. You know, some 2 days, some 3 days, some overnight.
Prom day's coming.
Yeah, that's a crazy question.
That's a crazy question. All right. But prom day's coming up, so that's a big holiday.
I mean, that's through Amazon, not through FedEx.
Don't they come through y'all?
No.
UPS?
They come through all of us.
It was a huge
Amazon come through all, yeah.
I'm about to say, but, they come through all but, of yeah. What's the name? But UPS, we have an overflow of UPS packages. But,
how you feel about this recent collective bargain agreement with the Teamsters that just came out?
No idea what you're talking about.
Right.
Oh, the Teamsters Union had a collective bargaining agreement.
Oh, you're talking about all the FedExes combined?
Yeah, about the...
It's regular, shit.
About the packages.
I mean, don't affect me much.
Y'all heard
it. I do be feeling like I live under a rock when I talk.
Nah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I do feel like
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, but yeah, that's nothing.
I just research. You gotta research when you come to the podcast. I knew that Teamsters. You know, he's.
I've been trying to put stuff in the group chat when I see it. Mm. But okay. I think we should talk about. Maybe y'all should do that too, and it helped me.
Mm. Okay.
When y'all see stuff that
you don't want, you just
don't overwhelm me, please.
Oh, I will.
It's empathetic. My head trying to understand.
Yeah, I do.
I'm seeing my bookmarks on Twitter. It's wild, bro.
I already know your bookmark's probably filthy.
Yeah. No. Maybe. Anyway, Melvin, how you doing? What do you want to talk about? Housegate?
Housegate, yeah. That's a good name for it.
How you feeling about Housegate?
Yeah.
Episode 6.
Seen over 20 houses.
Oh,
now.
Damn. I was trying to be
my man.
my man like an HGTV season.
Oh, said, yeah. Flip it. Flip this house.
The housing market sucks, y'all.
Like or buy.
Who knew? Go to school, get money, got the money to buy the house, still can't get it. Like, what the fuck? I did everything right.
It is, yo.
So now there's no inventory. Okay.
It's so stressful,
it's
man.
It's the plight of the millennial. Yeah.
It is the plight of the millennial. old millennials.
It's like I'm so speechless because I don't even know what to say because it's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, the way you lose houses is kind of heartbreaking. Like, we're going in aggressively. Like, we're going over asking, like, not even just $1,000 over asking, going $15,000, $20,000over asking.
Millennial problems.
And
you gotta go drop a bag of money on their porch. Like,
that's what they want.
No, you gotta go old school. You gotta bake some cookies for them motherfuckers.
I used to love that.
Damn the extortion.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you gotta bake some cookies, some brownies, maybe a shot.
That's what I was thinking about when I was signing. When I seen who the house was, I was like, let me go on LinkedIn. Send them a message real quick.
hey, you gotta make sure your picture you sign turn to the side.
I do need some of those pictures.
Yeah,
though.
You gotta get some
potential
of
future homeowner.
That's a good one. Hey, bud.
Not hey, bud.
Hey, bud works.
No, that probably does work.
Hey, bud works. Okay, what's up? What you said?
I already said nothing. Vacations.
Oh, yeah, a little trip.
Yeah.
You going on a trip?
Not little trip.
Little trip.
Yeah.
That little word makes shit.
Why does it hurt so bad?
Well, I don't take offense to it.
I do.
It was up the street.
Why? Why I gotta be little? Why can't just be the trip?
Oh,
well, the trip little, with your little friends. Trip.
Mm-hmm. Did you rekindle your friendship?
Little trip with your little friends.
Oh, no, we all see each other pretty regularly.
Did y'all cry together? Anybody rub each
other? I might have cried. So I cry when I get drunk.
Y'all drunk? Y'all talked about what was going on in your life and stuff like that.
I think we already are up to date with everyone.
But y'all hugged in your bathing suits, which is weird.
We hugged, but not in our bathing suit.
Okay.
Why is it weird?
You be hugging your bathing suit, Joe?
No, I don't hug anybody in my bathing suit. My wife.
You got a bathing suit?
Well, that was a trick question. Your bathing suit,
huh?
Your swim trunks, your bathing suit.
That's what you call it. And then they yeah, not just swim trunks.
It's a bathing suit.
It's not a suit. It's trunks.
Swim shorts.
Okay.
Isn't trunks. A suit like don't that usually mean two pieces?
Covers,
or
yeah.
Covers up. I did cover up top and bottom.
I was on Amazon. I saw them had a combo set. I was going to get it one time, but I
get it.
Wait.
It got the stretch shirt.
Yeah, it had the shirt.
And it got straps. Is a onesie?
No, come on, guy.
Ooh. Hey, yo.
What do you take me
don't
for?
Come to the don't come to the pool with that shit on.
What do you take me for?
Then again, that's probably what you're talking about.
BBJ. Because
it's probably on Fashion Nova. That's probably where he found it at.
He has some nice stuff on there, man.
No, see, yeah, he never denied it.
I don't like spending money no more, so I don't know. I can't spend money. My wife gets on me about that, so I won't even spend money on myself anymore.
What do you want to spend money on?
Nothing now.
No. What
do you want?
If you had the opportunity,
like, damn near just luxury. Like, I don't even want to drive.
Oh,
that type of shit.
Yeah, you did go a little far.
Yeah.
That's about it. This nigga
ain't start with
niggas now. Shoes. My man was like, yeah.
He ain't start with shoes. Like
Jordans. I've never been a shoes person. I'll never wear Jordans after I go to my podiatrist. He said that was a trash. Mm-hmm. Shoes aren't.
What do you say about Sperry's?
They're even worse. They're flat. But Jordans are just uncomfortable and then too narrow at the top. But
you won't find disagreement from me.
No, I'll probably. I wouldn't buy a chauffeur right off, but clothes. I think if I was a millionaire today, I probably would. Yeah, I probably wear Bottega and
get you James St. Patrick.
It'd be crazy.
On.
Yeah, it'd be nuts. I'd be wearing suits, double breasted just to wake up.
Real Nike Tech breakfast killer
double breasted with no shirt. Mm. Anyway.
So what's been going on?
Double breasted with no shirt.
What's been going on? Nothing. Just work. That's it. I don't really got nothing. I talk a lot about myself.
How's this new job?
How's my new job? My new job is interesting. It's very corporate. I was working a corporate job, but I'm really corporate now.
Welcome to the corporate side.
It's interesting because how many emails and meetings you sit on and you try to track the progress and you're like, I don't think nothing moved. But apparently that's the corporate way in terms of because there's a lot of stakeholders, a lot of people involved.
Too many people, yep.
Getting
in talking circles.
Yeah, so therefore
I'm about to start changing my race on my applications.
I do.
Oh, yeah, since it don't matter no more. No more affirmative action.
We wasn't getting into work anyway. The quadrants was kept. Anyway.
What you going to put?
White.
Nah. Jamal?
That's a good one.
Yep. Nah.
Yep.
They going to be like, he must be a spicy white.
Spicy white?
He bearded white.
Like Middle Eastern.
Ain't Jamal still?
Yeah, it's a lot of Middle Eastern men named Jamal. They do the two A's.
Yeah. Kamal, Jamal, that's some Middle Eastern name.
It's an Arabic name.
It's Arabic name. My name's Middle Eastern. Too.
I be feeling my name's stupid. Hebrew.
Your name is... America.
American.
America.
Again.
I've never heard of international Melbourne.
No pushback from me, yo.
Now I kind of want to look like, what are the origins of the name?
Sydney? Though? That's Australian. A country.
It's probably an old white man.
Mel. Yeah, it sound like.
It do sound like a white name.
I got a very neutral old application name. Yours is pretty neutral.
No, you're spelling.
Irish origin.
Oh, that's spelling.
Your spelling Irish. Messed makes, me up at work. Because there are a couple of Jonathans and I want to spell it like yours or no?
It's A. T-H-A-N.
Yeah. That Jonathan B.
That was a Park Heights in my dad right there.
You know, that thin? Yeah. I'm like, you black.
Not Jonathan. Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan.
You know, we got to make something unique.
They said Melvin is a masculine given name and surname, likely a variant of Melville, and a descendant of the French surname De Marlin. And then later,
that's
Melvin.
What y'all got to call me. What is it? Del what?
De
Marlin. Yeah. Call me that from now on.
I just call you Melville.
I don't like that one. I like
Melville. Melville sounds like it'll hit.
Melville?
What that sounds like his first mixtape.
Yeah. Melville Volume 1.
Yeah, I'm about to say this. Like it should be like multiple volumes.
That could be the cookout name.
Mel.
Ooh.
I like that. My new house, Melville. Shit, that's fire. When you explain it like that.
Well, it's like Melville Rice Fest, because you don't want to leave Brie out. So you got to have the rice in there somewhere.
Yeah, let's run this past. Boss lady.
Is that all? I'm about to say, is that all the life updates?
I believe so. I mean, you about to have a 2-year-old, but we got a couple more.
Oh,
weeks.
Yeah. I am about to have a 2-year-old. Congrats to my man.
Congrats to my man.
Shout out.
Time flies, don't it?
Tom flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, your son is funny too, man.
Yeah, job be very eight. Funny. She be eight.
Eight? Dang.
You damn.
Yeah, that's a Kevin Hart thing. Damn.
Eight.
Yeah, Yeah, she be eight.
Y'all got full kids?
Yeah, real kids. Like, they become real about you.
She called me all the time. All she do is FaceTime, yeah. Mm-hmm. She FaceTime me for the, like, you know, I used to call your parents at work for like, yeah, can I get a Capri Sun? She would FaceTime me. Daddy, can I get a snack?
Where you at?
You at work? You at FedEx? You on your way? Where you
That's
at?
Wild. That's wild.
Oh, man.
But kids are amazing. I was about to say, I think my life has definitely changed a lot since having a child. So,
really?
Your life changed.
So how did it change? Go on this again real quick.
So good, bad, and different, right? So you got good because, of course, all the beautiful things a child brings, joy, peace, you know.
Peace.
In terms of your soul. New outlook on life, new perspective. Of course, you see somebody blossom and grow. That's a beautiful thing. I'll stay there because we know the good. Indifferent is you question your next step in your life because of your child's life because you're like, all the stuff I did want to do, where am I at with that? It makes you reevaluate heavy.
And how it impacts them.
And how it impacts them. So like every decision I make now, a job, a car, buying something, money, it all impacts your child now.
So why are you questioning his part time?
He's good. She's good. Yeah. Of course she is. Okay. I only got a look. I know. But the OnlyFans, I gave alternative. He could do that. He could work half the time and make more money. I'm sure.
OnlyFans.
You think our podcast, you think that your clip went crazy. Let Ma start our OnlyFans. This podcast is going nuts. We are literally. Going to. Literally. Literally. But anyway, back to the kid.
Going nuts.
But I will say the biggest
she's
thing
on
is,
fire.
She is. Yeah.
You mourn your life before your kid. Mm-hmm. You will mourn your life before your kid. That's fairly normal, actually, as I talk to people. But you have to just recalibrate and understand where your life is now.
And adjust.
Yeah, and adjust.
You feel the need to restate that every time somebody say they're tired?
What you mean?
I only asked that because I posted something on Instagram the other day. It was like something about, adulthood being the worst hood. You don't get no sleep and all that. And I got a couple people that came back to me. It's like, yeah, wait, do you have a kid? Like,
why do people always do that?
I was like, God damn, yo. Like, why do you feel the need to do that? Like, God damn.
No, adulthood is tiring. Naturally.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
On a general level.
So my question to you is like, do you do that?
No, I don't do that to people. I'm careful. Even people that say
If I ask you about the kid, I understand you saying, way more tired than I was before.
I'm actually not.
In my opinion.
You find a different depth of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm not more tired.
The way some people make it seem.
Oh, no, I probably could.
But everybody just.
You respond like that. Because it's like, dang, can I just be tired? Like, you don't got to bring up.
No, adulthood.
You're like, let me be tired.
I'm tired.
You ain't even had to respond. It's the story. Like, it's not even like I said
that
much.
Wait, do you have a kid? Like, really? Nigga?
Yeah,
like,
that's unempathetic to me.
Yeah. I don't like that part of it.
No, actually.
I hope I'm not that parent if the time comes.
No, you're fine. Your energy actually deepens. You have strength that you don't even know you had. I stayed up for 36 hours when my wife was having a baby, and I slept like less than 10.
Yeah.
So you
sounds about right.
You dig deeper. Now you actually don't be more tired. You are tired, but you run off fumes like it's nothing. Like a coffee, one cup of coffee and a 15-minute nap can get you another day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you find strength.
And
that
I respect
you never
that 100%. I just don't like that.
The comparison.
Yeah, I say something about being tired, you're like, yeah, we did.
It's like, wow,
it's
like a one-up.
Like, why are we having oppression?
Yeah, you're like better than mine? Yeah, shit.
It's not that. I think what happens is our generation looked at parenthood. We looked at parenthood in disdain. So people that have children automatically probably feel that disdain that most of our generation feel about kids and actually settling down, so to speak. It's not, we don't look at it favorably. Look at it like it's a burden. Mm-hmm. It's a roadblock in our life and it's cramping our style. That's why
that's a crazy outlook to have.
Yeah. But that's why people automatically respond like that because they know that the mindset is, man, you got a fucking kid. You out. Like your life's over.
Yeah.
People like your peers will be like, oh shit, yeah, kids.
That's why I kind of don't.
I see you when I see you. Like all of a sudden, your invite slow up. Like everything slows up. Like all of a sudden, oh yeah, you got a kid. I didn't know if he was available. Nigga, asked me before, right?
Yeah.
So that's why people that have kids respond so heavily because they like, but y'all already be playing with us online. I see it. I see it. Mm-hmm. I saw it. So you can't now all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm offended. But it's like, nah. But y'all always playing with us.
Mm. No, I agree.
But the thing is, at some point, I mean, what I will say is, I won't say we are very achievement based generation, speaking of our topic. So
Sid had something to say.
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Oh. I can connect it after you.
No, I was going to say we're a very achievement based generation. We believe in our careers. We want to be successful. Marriage and kids are the last two thoughts, they're the afterthoughts. And because of that, we become more selfish. We just are. We're a selfish generation. We're self first, everything else next. Therefore, kids get pushed back.
Selfish?
Yes. It's selfish. It's okay.
I think selfish.
You don't like it because selfish is bad, but it's okay that we're selfish. Mm-hmm. It's just way. You just gotta understand.
I still don't think it's selfish though.
No, it's selfish because it's about self first.
Yeah.
So it's selfish. It's not a bad thing, but you just gotta understand how that impacts the rest of the world around us. Mm-hmm. Our selfishness literally is impacting this country. The fact that we're not having kids till late, literally, we're going to have work shortages in our lifetime.
On the other hand, like just because something like having a kid may be a bad thing for you doesn't mean it was a negative impact on someone else.
Right. It's just perspective. That's why I say it's okay that we're a selfish generation, but we also got to understand and be realistic about the impact of ourselves.
I just don't call it selfish. I think it's more realistic.
It's selfish. We're selfish. I know we are.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're very selfish.
Because like I said, because like the same people that be like, oh, yeah, looking down on you because you have a kid, not married. I'm like, but you just got your undergrad at 40.
Damn.
But don't you also, because we've talked about this before, don't you also think having a kid is selfish? You said that before. You said having children.
I'm trying. I got to go back to the thought.
Well, because like a lot of people, their reason for wanting children is like to continue legacy, blah, blah. All these things that feed into them.
That can be a selfish thought.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That can be a selfish thought too.
So then you can be selfish on
But our selfish
side.
Thoughts are because of our trauma. Our trauma of our parents' lives. We did not like how our parents aged. Let's be honest. Millennials did not like how our parents aged. We thought they aged, and as they aged, they got boring and wet. So therefore, we said we can do and do everything, so we don't become them.
Whose parents got boring? I started traveling more.
But I'm just saying, in essence, we didn't want to be our parents. No, a lot of us did not want to be our parents.
We're still becoming them because
exactly. Yeah. Vicariously, it don't make a difference. Selfish or not, your ass is still headed the same way.
But I think the hard thing with what you said with like us being achievement driven is like achievement as a parent is a lifelong journey. Like it's not just like, oh, got them to 18. Yeah.
No, you're not done after that.
I hear so many people be like, oh, I can't wait till they're 18 because then I can get my 20s back. And it's like, you lost.
But you're not 20.
You're never going to
get your 20s are gone.
They're gone. But I really hate when people be like, oh, yeah, once they're out the house. Like, no.
Now enjoy your 50s.
That's actually,
right. You're going to live your 50s to the best, but you're never getting your 20s back.
You should just be living your life while your kids are your age. Don't wait.
But everybody can't afford to do that.
Why can't you?
Because kids cost money.
Kids don't cost as much money as people put it out there. When I say, listen here, you're going to...
That's the first time I heard that.
They don't cost them much. You're going to... You splurge in other ways, though. People act like kids cost so much money, so they home and they're not doing nothing. You're still outside. You just reroute your money.
Most of the time when I hear kids expensive here, it's about daycare.
Oh, I mean,
I say it's like...
That's most of the time when I hear...
Generic overhead cost of kids. Like, even now, like, sending, like now Jahar's 8, she goes to camp.
You camp all summer, 6 weeks, boy. I put a
6
four.
Weeks, was that $1,000 or something?
I wish.
Wait,
it's more than that?
Yeah.
$1,500.
You pay $1,500 this year.
No food, too.
That's the expensive part.
They get lunch and breakfast. Yeah, what you mean? And they take trips every week. What you mean?
I remember some of that.
And I think, like, when you factor in some people, the average income is, around 50 or lower.
Mm-hmm.
And you got multiple kids, that's expensive to feed all these
people.
I'm
going to say, so imagine like in camp, you got multiple kids going to camp. That's $1,500 a head.
Right. That's expensive.
It's called a racket.
Parenting is expensive. All right,
so parenting is expensive in that regard. What I'm talking about, whereas though, parenting is not so expensive that it debilitates you till you can't do anything in your life.
I disagree.
I think
that's... It depends on... No. You saying that...
You meet the child
coming
first.
I think
privilege?
You're coming out of a place of privilege. Yep.
All right, okay.
I would say that's privilege.
Because you're I'm going to say, middle class.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't
you're not in that lower class, lower class. Poverty class.
I know people that actually have to struggle between feeding their kids and paying their rent.
I'm going
to
say...
It can be hard.
So there's always going
to
be...
And you don't have to do none of that. You don't have to get food stamps, government assistance, none of that.
Right, so can I understand?
In that regard, you're right.
You got
I can't wait till they're 18.
In that regard,
you're
right.
Bring money into the household. That's the reality for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is the reality. So I stand corrected. I take it back. Retract it. But what I will say about the mindset.
He reached out for that motherfucker, too.
He like, my bad.
But what I will say
we
about.
Take that away for another time.
Your number 8. pushing kids to 18, I actually think that caused a lot of trauma.
I agree with that, though. Because I genuinely don't like when people are like, oh, yeah, when they're 18, I'm going back outside. Like, no.
No, they need you.
Still have to, they still need you more, especially in today's society and how expensive everything is. You cannot just be putting kids out there like that.
It's great. I think I just saw a clip earlier today on one of my stories. I think it was TD Jakes. He was like, yeah, I don't care how old you are, what you did, what you've done, where you're at. Yeah, it's never. You're always able to come back home.
Right. Oh yeah, for sure.
And that's how it.
I'm never closing.
It
should be. Yeah. I'm never closing the door on my kids.
No.
Yeah. Even if you guys sleep on the couch,
they can be 30 and busted. Like, yo, come back home. Yeah. I'd rather you be back, here.
Yeah. Than out there. Yeah. Because at least I know where you're at.
And I think that's because we have the understanding that life parenting is a lifetime journey. It is not. I just gotta get you to 18.
No, it's
or
so.
I just gotta get you to get it. Like no.
It's so much more to parenting than that. And also parenting.
30 and a bum though.
Hey,
that's what stuck out the Melvin.
Yeah, that's, you know what's crazy.
But life be lifing.
No, but it's actually. I mean, yeah. That's actually more common.
I think. I'm making fun of it. I'm making fun of it in a situation.
Okay. I'm about to tell you.
When I hear bum, I think of not having any kind
not
of
trying.
Guy. Not
but
trying.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's
I'm
what
not,
I hear when I hear
I'm
bum.
I'm not gonna lie though. If I'm outside and I see like a homeless white person, I'm like, damn, you had to fuck up. You had to fuck up for real.
You did some stuff.
You fucked up of all fuck. Like you fucked up like big time.
Me and my family, we
you blew
like
the trust fund.
You fucked up somewhere down around big time.
If I'm giving away something like homeless people. I don't intentionally give to the black ones.
Yeah, I give the black ones. Yeah, every time, and it'd be so funny because we'd be driving. John, like, can you give him a dollar? No.
A dollar?
She's like, can you give him? I was like,
one thing
nah,
I will say, parenting
himself.
Will be you become more gracious and you become more empathetic of people's plights. Mm-hmm. So, like for example, someone that says, like, great example, you said someone's 30 and you say bum. Bum can be a lot of
subjective.
Yeah. But it's a lot of people that literally is really struggling to find themselves because of some of the same notions that Sid said, pushing them out the house at 18, go straight to college.
I agree.
But they have no sense of self. Mm-hmm. So not having no sense of self literally can set you back 10, 20 years. I think sometimes people have a sense of self. Like, for example, you were great at academics, right? That alone.
Great. Yeah.
But I mean, okay. Good I enough. You.
Above average.
Yeah. But above average, thanks. Right? And you were put in some great scenarios and situations. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that we even know. You'd be surprised at situations and opportunities that just didn't come their way. And because of that, they become a victim of circumstance. Mm-hmm. And then they look up, it's 10 years later. And that 10 years, it took 10 years just for them to find the gumption to be themselves, to be like, oh, I got the self-confidence and I can do what I need to do.
So I understand that a little more than what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the people who had nice, good parents.
Oh,
good being
everything
relative,
was, everything
course.
Was pretty much in front of them. All you had to do was maintain it.
That's the bump I'm talking about.
Do your part.
Yeah.
If you carry your weight.
Like, if you resist goodness all the time, you become a bum and it's no longer on your parents at that point.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how many people our age still blame their parents for shit.
Yeah.
That's because they just need some healing.
They need help. Yeah.
But it's sad, but it happens. But I wish everybody healing. That's the number one thing. When I say my prayers, I say I wish everybody healing. Mm-hmm. Cause I think healing can get you long further than anywhere.
You literally say that?
Yeah. Okay. And my son, when we say our prayers, I be talking about that. I be trying to make sure.
I be talking about that
shit.
Nah, I really wish people healing, man. I think a lot of people hurt. I think our generation, speaking of millennials, before we get to the funnies.
The funnies.
We fucked up. Millennials are.
We just had to go through so much.
We got about.
And then in the generation after us, even more fucked up. So much so that like I don't even think the Gen Zs and I feel bad for them. They don't even have fun like we even did.
But this is my point then to circle back and you admit how fucked up we've been through all the things and you still think it's selfish that some of us don't want kids.
No, but I'm saying no. But it's still selfish.
Or we waiting a little bit longer because.
But that's still. But you gotta understand, just because it's selfish, that don't mean it's wrong.
Mm. I guess I have trouble thinking like smart versus selfish.
Because when you hear selfish, it carries a negative connotation.
Yeah, it's not negative. It's just selfish. Because you're like, no, our parents weren't selfish. Most of our parents were selfless.
But if I had 5 kids on a $50,000 salary because I'm trying to repopulate the world.
What I do with my parents was more normal for them. So my dad,
because their parents had a lot of kids.
Exactly. So I'm 31. Mm-hmm.
And
at 31,
wasn't
he had three. He had 3 kids at 31.
Right.
And 2 of them were over 10 years old. It's kind of
now. Imagine that trying to get a townhouse right now, paying $500,000.
You're not gonna do it
for that. That's what I'm saying. Is that selfish?
Yes.
I don't think that's selfish.
It's okay though that it's selfish though. We just selfish doesn't mean it's. I wouldn't say we're more realistic because I think I don't. I think they can have the same argument for realistic too.
Well, maybe they were.
That's exactly.
At
so,
that time.
But we are.
And we're being realistic for all time. That's no, not selfish.
We're being selfish first because we're thinking about ourselves.
We're learning from their mistakes.
Yeah, we're learning from the mistake. They didn't.
So
they
I don't,
weren't.
So
taught,
I don't think that's more so of a selfish thing either.
But I think they were taught obedience and sacrifice way more than we were. So therefore,
we're more educated than them. So we
in some
we
ways, bookwise.
Bookwise. That's what I'm talking about.
Life wise, I will.
So what's education mean to you?
Oh.
That's what I was talking about.
I'm about to say, what else would it be besides?
Oh, it's life skills. Our life skills is trash.
I mean, yeah,
of course they had to get their character built by life.
I'm about to say,
yeah, brick by brick.
Yeah, no, really,
literally, yeah.
Like their character is high.
What I'm saying,
niggas had to mix their own cement for that shit.
Right, no,
they had to go find a brick, find it, color it.
Not color it, sorry.
I want a red. Write it, make a red. Yeah. Our characters are trash. I mean, it's a lot of bad things about millennials, yo. You gotta really dig into it. A lot of things that come with us trying to not be our parents.
I was talking to my dad about the same situation, but that becomes
part of learning, not being like it's learning from their mistakes and being
true,
trying to be better.
But I was having the same conversation with my dad. He said, "I remember we all got dragged to church," and he said a lot of us when we got older, we said we ain't gonna do what our parents did, and that's why a lot of people stopped going to church.
Yeah,
but what happened is a lot of them got down bad, and some of them needed what came with faith to get them through. Mm-hmm. Every generation bucks it and gets some good and bad with what they buck. We lost morals and ethics.
Damn, I just don't.
You're gonna lose though. You're gonna take it out though.
I just don't like the language you use.
But you, that's a very millennials thing to say. I don't like the language.
Change your word usage.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing either.
I know we're very bad. We're really big on.
We have a lot of words. We have a lot of options.
Yeah, millennials are really big on speak. Yeah. We can say bullshit, but it's speak.
It's not what you do. It's how you say it.
Yeah, and you can bullshit me to death, and I feel bullshitted. I don't feel bullshitted because you said it nice, but you still bullshitted me. I bullshitted people with the nicest words possible, but because they felt good, they
and
still walk away
words
smiling.
Wrong words possible too.
Huh?
I said, you bullshit people wrong. Wrong words as well.
Oh, always. But guess what? They got to look them up. I don't.
Not they got.
This nigga is crazy.
No, that's selfish.
Yeah, that is.
That's hella selfish.
Shit. I got my Grammarly now, but goddamn, we'll put in. Forget that.
You still be misspelling shit?
But no, you don't ever think about the stuff that we lacked.
Like what?
Lacked or lack right
we
now?
We lack as a generation. I think about it.
What's some examples?
Yeah.
I just rattled off a couple, I thought.
You said life skills.
Morality.
Like, yeah, morality, ethics.
Why don't you think we have morality? Because I think we do have morality. And I think morality is part of the reason why we wait to have kids.
Mm. I think we're thinking about ourselves. Mm-hmm. Whereas millennials is a lot more people than us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, y'all think about
so
yourself.
Like you
I don't
think about our parents, y'all they used to fight with knives. If they did bring a weapon, it was a knife.
Yeah. Y'all raised y'all.
Our generation started killing people like crazy.
Yeah.
For no reason, for bullshit.
Yeah.
So like when I think about us and who we hang around, of course, yeah, we got morals.
Yeah.
But if you think about millennials as a whole,
no,
we did lose some of that shit. Mm-hmm. Because we stopped valuing life.
I mean, values
and started just
values changed with circumstances.
Yep. Agree.
Yeah.
Desperation has caused that.
Right, I think we all were raised well. And I think that's sometimes what we not consider. So even your vantage point is from someone with wisdom that gave it to you.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of our peers, you'd be surprised. And peers aren't the people that are our friends.
Right.
Even people that are not our friends, you'd be like, dog, what happened? What happened to you? You got some people you can think of right now. Don't say no names. And you might say.
I will not say names.
And you might say,
this
what
nigga
happened?
This nigga John's on
I
hands.
Think about that.
Often. You think about it, don't you? Mm-hmm. You amongst your friend group.
No,
he keeps saying that
happened.
To you.
I ain't say that. So anyway,
I got a couple names in my mind.
See, I said no names though.
I just said I had a couple names. Well.
So, what year does the older and younger split occur? I think the year splits. I would use albums.
Y'all and us. I'm sorry.
I think the year splits.
Y'all two and us.
But yeah. I thought you was trying to claim me.
That get rich.
I was.
No. Oh, okay.
That get rich and die trying.
No,
I'm going to figure out where this. I think I'm just going to throw you. Okay. Yeah, that's how we're going to do this. All
right. That's the split right there. Get rich or die trying album, my split.
When that album come out?
It's like 0203. 0203?
That's the split.
0203.
But that's
high school.
That's
okay.
The,
when I talk about the older, younger generations, I mean birth year.
I know. What's so? What was that year?
02, 03. Those not millennials.
What was your 02, 03?
I was in middle school.
Elementary, right?
03 started middle school. Yeah.
So you started middle school. I was in middle school too. So that was my middle school years.
Yeah, that was a high school years.
So I'm thinking the split probably was 19.
You talking about 80 what
90.
To
90
what?
80, yeah, 90.
Probably 96,
97. Yeah, 90 and up. Them 90s, they act different than them
80s. So they're saying 90s
kids. 90s. 80s. Yeah. But we 90s
kids. Yeah.
He said we 90s
kids?
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, because we were born at the end of the 80s.
80s so. Babies.
80s babies and 90s, 90s kids. Babies.
Yeah.
He's saying that's the split
right.
between older and younger.
So 80s babies act different than 90s.
Yes.
That's what he's saying.
Yes.
But
yes.
Maul said something different just now. That's what I'm saying.
You think?
I think we 90s kids. I think we 90s kids.
He called us 90s
kids. We're early 2000s kids. We're not 90s kids.
I'm about to say, yeah. I'm saying it's not dumb.
Yeah, we.
It'd be us because the 90s was our childhood.
Yeah, and in 90s, 91 I was born. I didn't come to prior to 2003.
Damn. So. I didn't come to.
Yeah, I don't think I came to. You don't really come. Like when stuff start, I say middle school is when you can start to say, all right, stuff is impacting you. Elementary. I was still wearing Lux.
You know it while you was in middle school.
You remember the Birdman Lux? Where was you at when the Birdman Lux dropped?
Probably at Changes.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
At Changes.
So, no, really, I worked there.
And I never purchased
any. What year was that?
I've never even purchased
2001, 2002.
Lugs and Mountain Gears.
I'm from Changes. Huh? I've never purchased anything.
Not even
from
a box. Not even
was
the
it around when you remember it?
By the time I came to, like I said, it was gone.
Not even a Galaxy T-shirt.
What?
A Galaxy T-shirt.
What's that?
It's the brand of T-shirt.
But John wasn't dressing like that either, okay. So that's
true. Nope. I was wearing what I wear now.
But do you realize there could be millennials your age that wasn't doing it?
Yeah, there. I wasn't the most urban adjacent.
Okay.
So.
Urban adjacent.
That's the line you come with?
You like that? You see how I put it?
No, I didn't
it
like
sound,
that.
Oh, okay. That makes wet. Sense. See?
Okay, so we're saying 1990 is the cutoff between the birth year
Yeah.
Between older and younger millennials.
Correct.
And so what are some of the, because you said clothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was one of the distinguishing.
So you don't leave me out here, you don't have to help
so
me.
No, I
did. Let's bring this in for the listenership, right?
I'm
so
fitted,
because. So fitted yeah. clothes. We wore fitted clothes.
First. No, I want to specifically talk about this part. And this is, we're kind of segregated.
So you want me to shit on people?
So if you're watching this, you kind of understand this. Me and Maul, we are those late 80 babies who were raised in the 90s. These are the early 90s baby, basically raised in the 90s.
Hey guys.
I mean, raised in the 2000s.
Not one forever.
We're both considered millennials.
Right.
But we're not the same. So, all right, now we can go.
So, I think the first thing I'm going to say is the technology skills of the 80s millennials versus the 90s millennials
and I'll tell you why.
Drastic.
And I'll tell you why.
Because y'all had no computers.
We had
what you
none.
Mean? We started with computers. What
we
you
barely
mean?
Had computers, though.
He didn't have
because
I'm going to say, we started with computers. Like the G4.
Well, I ain't go to a magnet school. My bad.
He said, my Baltimore City school education.
Not my Baltimore City.
Didn't afford me the privileges that you had.
I
was still writing my essays.
Middle school, I ain't had no computers. I had no computer in middle school.
I did, yeah.
Max?
Yeah.
In elementary school?
Yes.
They the old Macs, though.
With
the floppy disk?
The G4s.
Oh, those are the ones I remember in high school.
That was a compact. It wasn't no fucking Mac.
They wasn't the Macs we talk about now.
They're nice, though.
They were like the
ours
G4s.
Ours was a compact.
Yeah. Every school had them, though, I thought.
Yeah. It was for the Baltimore County.
They didn't get the contract.
It's part of the Baltimore County initiative, yeah.
That's when I need a Baltimore City person with me.
So go ahead. Talk about that was the biggest thing. I think technology was the biggest thing.
I think we learned with it. We watched it actually change along. Like we got on there with dial up and shit.
I think the internet thing is the biggest thing. Like you probably it was already kind of developed when
by
you
the
started
time,
using
yeah,
it.
We got it.
The AOL disk.
Yeah, I had a screen name.
Huh, but I'm sure y'all ain't had to wait as long as we did had to get on.
Yeah, you
I used to get a
dish
from Giant.
I had to get on the phone, but I'm talking about we had to wait. I mean, I could wait like 20, 30 minutes.
We was in the hood with y'all, yo.
Huh?
We know that. I had a tape player.
Hmm?
I had a tape player. Cassette tape player.
Doing what?
Everybody had that.
I'm going to say, that's literally
I had to walk in with anti-skip.
Who did?
You knew about the anti-skip?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was different. If you ain't had an anti-skip, it wasn't the same.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Rough days.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper when you didn't get the anti-skip.
Oh, yeah. And that's your skip.
Always.
You on the bus and hit a bump.
You knew the difference.
Yeah, you blown.
Yeah, so I got.
You knew the difference.
I'm trying to think. I know. The thing is, I just think we just.
You better not say better.
I ain't going to say nothing like that. But I also dress. I would say dress. For example, What was y'all wearing? Y'all wore Dickies.
We wore Dickies, yeah. Dickies long tees, big pants, big jeans.
My mom wouldn't let me wear
Capris.
Those. Capris is wild. Those were not Capris. Y'all want to talk about
them? No. They was nigga Capris.
They were Capris.
They were jeans. Yeah.
They was like fluff. No,
they didn't come all the way to the shoe.
It touched.
Come on, like, all right, high water.
They were high water shorts.
Yeah, high water shorts.
Yo, them Capris was nuts. Yo. Yeah, was y'all nasty. Got any pictures of y'all Capris?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Probably. Oh, especially at Bowie. Especially at Bowie.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Y'all wearing Capris at Bowie?
Yeah, especially
at Bowie.
Yeah,
because I got a picture in that too.
Yeah,
I had some same old Capris.
Yuck.
Yeah. Looking back at it, I'm like, freshman
sophomore.
So y'all was what size was y'all buying y'all jerseys in? The jerseys kind of faded out when I came.
56.
What?
Yeah, like it came down to my.
What was the knees. Obsession with wearing dresses?
It wasn't a dress, bitch.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
He felt that.
Yeah, I know.
He was offended.
He was.
It wasn't a dress.
You know, old millennials. They was wearing dresses. They was progressive. Y'all was progressive and y'all didn't even know it. Y'all was mad progressive.
I mean, I think that's always been the case, like every 20 years. Yeah. Like, think about prints and heels and shit. Like, so people be more progressive than they realize.
So did the guys wear the jersey dresses first or the girls?
They didn't. They,
but that's why we wore capris, though.
The reason
that's why we wore
capris. Jersey dresses was created because we was trying to look like them.
So
we
they had the jersey dresses on first.
So we just made ours a little bit tighter.
I don't like it.
A little bit tighter.
It was the same.
This is why we had capris, though. That's why we couldn't wear regular shorts.
Right.
Because if you wear regular shorts like with them bitches, they didn't really be a dress.
Yeah. So what was the shoe? The foam pauses was hot in y'all generation.
All Nike basketball shoes.
You think
foam
pauses came later?
I mean, y'all was in, like, in college, right?
What is it?
No, foam pauses was there high school year.
High school, I had
all the colors.
And I mean, that's
it wasn't that many colors back then.
It was foam pauses and flight pauses. Then it was all the Air Max tempos.
I remember when
y'all had flight jackets?
Yes.
Hirachi's
green
game.
One, I love
and military jackets.
Bombers.
They had a tough-ass one, too.
Yeah.
The bombers were popping.
Yeah.
The bomber jackets came back.
Fitted hats.
Yeah, the fitted hats, nasty. That's a nasty era.
You don't like fitted hats, yo?
Nah, my head. I was like a 7 6/8 or something crazy.
You like an 8, nigga.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I said, like, he ain't no 7. You like
he beyond 8, yo.
I was like a little Jimmy Neutron. Because
with his hair, too?
Jimmy Neutron.
I have some pictures of fitted hats. I had some fitted
hats. That probably wasn't even a fitted hat, yo.
Nuts.
You probably got this shit from Marshalls.
That's why I used to get the regular, though.
Whereas for us, skinny jeans came in like high school.
Yeah, skinny jeans.
We wouldn't.
Yeah.
We went through
the punk. I mean, the party like a rock star area. That was our shit.
Skinny jeans, with the little thing hanging out the back with the chains.
That's why Sperry's was cool because nobody was wearing jeans.
We wore Sperry's.
People stopped wearing jeans for a second.
Sperry's.
It was a Sperry.
Oh, we all dressed up like we was going to an interview when we went to the club.
That shit was nasty too.
It was
very nasty.
Peplum shirt in the club. Like, why?
That was real nasty. I got some pictures for that.
Blazers in the club.
Yes, like pictures, yeah.
Oh yeah, y'all.
We got plenty of those pictures.
Y'all was looking nasty in the club.
It wasn't nasty back then.
I don't even dress that professional to work now.
I damn sure don't. I got on them, but I would wear.
Did y'all start wearing scarves?
No,
I was wearing scarves.
Oh, you talking about like winter?
Yeah, in the wintertime, those scarves.
That's what I say, John. You a wild boy.
Like, John was probably in there wearing bonnets and shit. He was probably wearing bonnets and shit, calling it a D-rag.
But also, I think even still, y'all.
He looked like a D-rag.
So this is the hot take. You know, an older millennial versus a younger millennial, because older millennials are matchy-matchy. They came out in the 90s, so they matchy-matchy. Mm-hmm. Younger millennials are not as matchy-matchy. That is really the take. Mm. If you watch an older millennial, you can know. They will match their hat with their shoes.
Oh, yeah. Or their belt. Because you know who taught them that? Their parents.
Yeah. I still do that.
I
don't care about it now.
These are old school.
The
60s.
Hat and the belt and the shoes. And for women, the purse.
These niggas will match. Yo, I tell you. The girls will have a
well put together. That's presentable.
Yep.
Yo, y'all will match. They're athletes. They're going to match Under Armour hat. Under Armour. Like, dog. You don't got to match all the time. It don't have to match that perfect.
You talking about the brand?
No, not even just the brand. Right. Y'all match the color, the brand, everything. So it's I got a green in my shirt.
So I'm doing too much now.
Oh no, I mean it's on brand. Y'all got to match. Y'all matchy matchy.
So this is just a lineal outfit.
No. I think this is.
So what you got on there, yeah?
I ain't dressed for the occasion. That's not fair. I wore all black on my whole.
I feel like you the wrong guy to be talking about dress.
No, I don't dress urban. You dress urban better than I do.
What's urban?
What you got on right now? It's a Baltimore fit.
What is not urban then?
What he got on right
what
now.
What I got on now. I wear white man
fits. That's urban, right?
No, white man fits. This is definitely not urban fit. A hoka? I don't think a hoka. Once I put a hoka on my foot.
I don't know. The sweat, the pants is kind of.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, this fit ain't. This fit ain't.
Am I urban?
This fitting. This is closer to urban than it is white, man.
You look like, oh my God, this thing, I have a black shirt, black jeans, but white shoes. Like, what's it?
I don't dress urban. I never would. I never could dress urban well. I always wanted to dress urban.
You say you can't dress?
No, that's not true. I can outdress a lot of people. But I just can't dress urban well. Mm. Like, I can't dress up some J's. Like, I can't. I look crazy. You should see me.
So you're not versatile. You like,
it's because you don't try.
No, you don't want to see it. It's nasty.
So was y'all on MySpace?
Yeah. Great MySpace.
He had an alpha thing. I remember when he crossed because he had an alpha song and all that.
On MySpace?
Customized on his page. Yeah, I remember that. Definitely off. I remember that specifically.
Probably Maul made it for me because I don't know how to do it.
You like, I don't know how that.
I don't know how that.
I was up my alley. I used to do HTML in high school.
So, yeah. But you know what? Urban wear was popping. Yeah, because y'all had FUBU, Rockaware.
It was a generation. It's literally the culture.
How they treat Jay-Z is how we treated like Lil Wayne. Yeah. And Lil Wayne leaned into the punk rock.
Yeah, he wasn't really heavy. Urban.
So my real issue though, because I think when you talking about millennials and how we dress, I really think you're speaking about those millennials at the early 80s and one of the early 80s. Those millennials are ones that I really think you're talking about. And that's why I think like me and Maul's version of millennials. Nah.
That's wild.
Me and Maul's age, I think we are very get tossed
y'all
off.
Close to the cutoff. Like,
we can go either way.
Millennials started at 81 and ended at 96.
So women,
y'all are actually regardless of where we define the middle to be, y'all are actually in the middle. Mm-hmm. We're closer towards the end. There are people that was born in 81 that are still technically millennials, but their mindset is drastically.
They dressed like the time period where their heyday was.
Our cousin Mark, my guy, he's still on the pod.
Still dressed like 0102.
He was on the pod, and we'll say that to him. I know, like this ain't no.
That's a matching motherfucker. Boy.
He's a millennial.
That's a millennial. That was the 90s swag. That's funny.
Because since you said the matches, he's the first one to pop in my mind.
That's the 90s swag.
I remember when we was in was that Costa Rica? Uh-huh. My man was blew the fuck out. Yep. Oh my God.
And he won't touch skinny jeans.
Nah, you gotta touch.
Oh yeah, they would never. Oh my God.
Tight ass jeans? I don't know.
They would never.
Still wear the motherfucking loose fit with the boot cut.
Oh, they love them some boot cut. Oh my jeez.
And an actual Timbo. They still rock a Timbo.
Oh, yeah.
they get a fresh pair of butters and come out.
They will. Mm-hmm.
Early 2000s,
but I think we always get conflated with them.
That to them.
Yeah, that's what he does.
I think they got a little bit of it, but they actually kind of they dress a little bit.
We're cool.
We the cool ones.
He said it so confidently
because we know.
I would say we're cool.
We are.
Now you cool.
We know.
I don't like that. Why you say
but
that?
But also, I think it's funny. Millennials, just not just millennials, but everybody's just a product of their environment that kind of molded them. So, for example, you were amongst some urban environment, so you adapted to very urban-esque aesthetic.
Urban-esque. Is that your word for the day, yo?
Yes. Okay. Maul was in the urban. He went to a county school, but that county school wasn't like the county school I went to. His wasn't.
I take offense.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a suburban in like out of the way. It was still a mix. I had a lot of blacks.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
We had like it was.
But you could be suburban and black.
Black is urban?
No.
See?
So black is urban only because they are adjacent to culture that usually is hip hop culture what makes it urban. So they were closer to hip hop.
So when you say
culture.
Urban, you're talking about black?
No. Pretty much. I'm not talking. Yeah. Urban environments.
Just crazy.
But more city, a city epicenter.
Like I would say more so where he lived because he lives right in between.
It's nothing wrong with the way urban. I know the white people fucked it up. It's actually, it makes
you
sense.
You sound like them.
So I wonder Nigga. Why. Because he's from the T.
You got me.
But it's really no good way to explain it. But like, for example, Spurs was hot when I was. Wearing Spurs and wearing flannel shirts.
Because they actually had boots.
Flannel shirts?
Yeah.
To school?
Not flannel, but like the shirts with the patterns, like the in golf shirts and shit like that. Lacoste.
Oh, yeah.
Like that was
I
hot.
Think wearing stuff like that out, like to the club, yes. Not to school. Well, to school. Little Lacoste at school, little bit.
Like, I could survey my school.
You was an Aeropostale nigga.
Yeah, Aeropostale. American Eagle Hollister. American Eagle.
We shopped at those stores too.
Yeah.
To go to the club.
That was about to say, that was middle school.
Did y'all wear it to out? Did y'all wear it to the club?
No, it was all urban wear.
Urban, yeah.
Eric Postle had
walk on the back of our jeans and all that shit.
I about to say Hollister had good jeans.
Hollister, American Eagle had good jeans.
I didn't shop at Hollister.
Old Navy had good jeans.
They ain't had my size.
I'm gonna say Hollister wasn't a fat nigga friendly store.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
And that was back
the only
when
thing
I was.
Would y'all get them stores?
Would y'all get the plaid shirts from DTLR? It was like they had an era when they had they had button up shirts.
If it wasn't a t-shirt from, I'm not getting it from.
It was like DTLR or one of those tennis shoe stores. In the Plaza, I remember going up there one time to get one.
Probably Shoe City.
Shoe City, and they were wearing, it was like these shirts that were button ups that was like colorful.
I'm gonna say they don't, because in Plaza, all they had was Changes in Shoe City. And Gallo. You probably went to Gallo.
Economy Shoes.
Oh, yeah, it was Economy
Gallo.
Shoes.
I remember Gallo.
He don't know about Economy Shoes.
He don't know about Economy Shoes.
No, I don't know what that is.
Sid, you don't know either?
No. Jesus.
Damn.
There you go. There's the divide.
Y'all probably walk past that motherfucker every time y'all
walk. He was in the Plaza. You
also
walk right past. They had the shoe wrapped in the plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I seen that before. I don't know if we're
I seen that before.
I seen that.
I was at Owens Mills Mall. I wasn't at the Plaza.
That's not even in existence anymore.
I know.
Dang.
I thought she was from the Heights, though.
Swear. I went to church there. Yeah, so I was there three was. To four nights something. A week.
You was at a house. From the Heights.
What Heights? We used to hang out at Owens Mills. My parents would drop us off at Owens Mills Mall to walk around.
The closest height she got to is climbing a tree. That's a height.
We had to kiss the subway there.
Definitely had to walk down to the Plaza and get on the subway to get up there.
Also, for women, Sid, correct me if I'm wrong, because you speak for all women. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm. You can see the divide in permed hair versus non-permed hair. A lot of older millennial women still perm their hair. A lot of young millennial women don't perm their hair.
Yeah, but that's changed and happened for a lot of us.
I don't know anybody who perm their hair right now.
Oh, no, I do.
No, there's a lot of women still.
Really? I mean, I wish I still
I don't know
did.
Anybody. Anybody that I know?
Probably.
I don't think we should name names on the podcast.
I ain't got a name. I'm asking, is anybody I know?
Probably one or
Because after the pod, y'all can tell me. I'm going to pay attention to it.
It's probably one or two.
Yeah. You probably can pull some pictures and see.
Yeah. Because now perm hair is an older woman look.
Yeah.
You realize that?
I thought everybody was just going to natural.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, everyone tried it.
Wigs is natural. Same difference.
Same thing.
Yeah, if you got a wig, you're a natural.
No, I know people that
they perm still
the
get
permits. Yep.
Get permit and then cover it?
Yep.
That's a waste of money.
It's easier to deal with underneath it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
These people in our circles? I bet.
I don't want names. Anyway, go ahead. We want to introduce the next topic. We got one more.
It was all feet into the millennial thing. Oh, did it get deleted? Wow.
Oh.
You just deleted it?
But no. I literally just put that there this morning. That's
Twitter
wild.
Deletes it.
But yeah, it was all just feeding off of the millennial topic.
I was about to say something, but it was probably,
No, say it.
Probably a joke.
No, I don't say anything. I already said enough about crazy stuff.
Oh, I got deleted.
But do y'all feel old?
It depends. Yeah, like
situational.
When certain music come on, like the music
certain
I talk
music,
to you.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. When you played that and y'all were jamming to it, I'm like, yeah, I think I'm old.
What do you do to stay young? Stay tapped in?
Apparently nothing, because when I come here, I really feel
y'all
super
be on
old.
TikTok.
Talking to y'all.
Y'all be on TikTok.
But I don't think I do as much as I
think. I don't
be knowing
profile.
Nothing that happens.
And see, the thing is, I don't touch TikTok. I learn everything from Twitter.
Yeah, I'm a Twitter person.
I don't touch TikTok.
I
only go to TikTok to follow. I follow two people on TikTok. I go there to see their stuff. Any other TikTok I've ever seen is because it was posted on Twitter.
Twitter keep you tapped in.
So Twitter is where that's what I need.
That's how you keep your ear to the streets.
Twitter keep you tapped in.
I mean, like, where the fuck did y'all hear this?
How you lying about your new album?
I thought Instagram was good.
And you don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
Instagram behind.
So if you're not going to listen, if you're not going to Twitter and listen to podcasts, you got to do one or the other.
Yeah.
Because podcasts will keep you up to date. Twitter keep up.
If it's the right podcast.
If it's the right podcast.
Yeah. So Instagram podcast? Be like.
Marlon Roy will keep
Marlon
up to
Roy?
Date.
All right.
Marlon Roy's cool. I know you don't listen to Joe Budden.
It's too long. Pause.
Pause. Oh, yeah, my God. Pause.
You said it's too long?
Yeah. Joe Budden?
Then you're going to repeat it.
With that face, too.
That's a pause. That's an early. That's an early old millennial thing, too. We won't be saying that shit.
Wow. What y'all say?
Nothing.
Okay.
I think we used to.
I'm saying y'all appreciate
it. But we stopped because when they all graduated.
What is wrong with saying pause?
Because that's homophobic.
It is.
Mm. Is it?
Very.
If you're just joking?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, technically, yeah, because like that's why the one dude got fined. He got fined for that shit.
Same concept.
Saying pause?
He said no homo.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no homo.
All right, no homo just seems a little
bit. But it's the same thing.
But also,
I hear you. It's not the same, though.
Okay.
It's not the same.
No homo is. That feels
wrong.
Well, because
before no homo was that's gay. People would be like, oh, that's gay. And then
and I ain't mean nothing by then.
I mean, I know, but it was still.
That's
based
what I'm saying.
Homophobia.
Like, it's literally.
Did it change?
That shit was a wild. That shit was a wild time.
It was. Yo, that shit gay.
Now it's called when niggas sassy. That's the same thing. Whoa, calling a guy sassy. That's saying that they gay.
Sassy.
Oh, Twitter. They be like, oh, this sassy. It's the whole list. Where the list?
Oh, that's the sassy list.
Yeah. Because women be, men too, they be saying like, if you do this, that's sassy. Or like, why would a man do this? That's the same thing.
As a man,
thing.
You should not do that.
Right. It's the same, just different terminology for the same thing.
Also, we're more emotional, this side of millennial men.
Emotionally intelligent.
I
won't give them that.
I ain't gonna say intelligent.
I won't give them intelligent.
I say emotional.
I think we're all emotional. It's just a different level of comfort and expression.
It's different levels, yo.
You see how you just corporate spoke that thing?
Corporate spoke.
Yeah, but nah, some niggas just too emotional. I about to say cause some they need some of that early.
Where you fall on the scale of emotional?
Oh, I'm not. We talking about emotional?
Yeah, emotional. 1 to 10.
What is too emotional?
I'm not reactionary.
Ten being too emotional, one being not emotional.
So when
at
I'm
all.
Talking about emotional specifically right now, I'm talking about I think a lot of the guys on the other side of millennials, closer to Gen Zs, are very reactionary. I think I'm not as reactionary. I think I take after the other side of millennial men, whereas I keep my cool and I know when to assert myself if there's really I really need to do something. Mm. On the other side, bruh. People
they
just
act first thing.
Oh
later.
My God! Yeah.
I mean that goes to what I was talking
that's
about.
That's the one thing.
Being
they
gun happy.
Have
that. Yeah.
Because like, it's
I agree with
it
that.
Puts you in too much trouble. Like yo, think for 1 second. Mm-hmm.
So really, literally one second.
Think before you do something. Yo. They don't think. It's just like very reactionary.
It's too long. Yeah.
It's reactionary.
It's too long to think. Yeah.
Right. And they're more concerned about. I feel as though older millennials, y'all came up. People was worried about getting, you know, they call it whored in school, bitch, slid on, housed. All that shit.
Oh, I miss house.
Yeah.
House.
Swirls, all that shit.
I didn't even know
but y'all was worried about it, but y'all wouldn't pop off so easy quick. It might be lip service for a minute.
You catch them niggas.
Yeah, you wait to catch them.
Now,
it's just like, it's up.
On site.
It's like, dog, like, be strategic in your attack. Like, you make sure you win. It's all about making sure you win. But no, they got to just, they'll pull out their hammer. They got to, and just go. It's just some wild shit.
It's like that video I had sent out. He's like, niggas out here carrying you. You don't fuck around, get surprised.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yep.
But also, better at taking L's. I don't think the young millennials to Gen Z's are good at taking L's.
Because they don't know how to. Because they don't know how to take L's.
I knew how to take a lot of L's because, I was around people
taking
that were.
Taking L in person is way different than taking L's on
social.
You take an L in person. You a real. Yeah. You a real one.
And you had to move on. You had to move on. You couldn't just sulk in it.
The girl called you ugly in lunch. Gotta take that. No. What you gonna do? You can't go home.
Getting bitch in the club is worse.
Oh yeah.
Which? Oh really?
When you go to try dance
turn around.
That turn around. That shit
hurts. I have a theory that's what killed the dancing in club culture. Like that's part of the issue.
Bottle service.
I mean, no, I'm not saying it's just that. I'm not saying it's just that. But I think that's part of it. It kills men attempt to try to dance with people because they like just let the girls dance with each other.
I'm gonna say, or
they don't even want to try because they gonna be like, "Ooh, girl, the girls in front of you gonna be like."
I'm gonna say, yeah, you start dancing with her friends in front of her like.
Nope.
That's it. Right. That's not it.
So
that's
I think the bottle service too. Yes, but I think that look back and stop dancing on somebody. That's
I don't even
part
know if it's worse when they used to look back and then walk away or just walk away. Both of them hurt, but one of them hurt more.
I think the walk away is now it's because she probably got an opinion with somebody else. And now it's two people think you ugly.
That's what I'm thinking. That might be worse.
Take your L's in public in real life.
But I don't know. But then that look because I can picture me getting that look.
So you
that look when they look back and they're like. It's like, I'm like, damn, I'm
like, look. you try to get close and they scooting away. Like, true, I got that. I take that L.
So, from a woman perspective, you saying.
Don't spin the block, though.
You okay with God? You liked when guys used to approach women to dance and have a good time.
Yeah.
Because I would, cool. If I was out there in these streets, I wouldn't offer to buy a drink. I wouldn't offer to dance. No. I wouldn't say nothing to them.
And they don't.
And that's, so you would stay single?
I don't know. I would just have to fall in my lap. I don't know. No, seriously, I wouldn't make any attempts.
No.
It's all.
I think that was like part of the fun of it. It's like because I wasn't trying to get niggas numbers or nothing, but that was just the fun of like being in the club, dancing your hair out,
sweating
everything
out,
and then you go.
Oh yeah,
home.
Back then you was
that wasn't.
Don't get me
numbers,
wrong, they would ask, but
numbers
I was like,
the check mark.
Yeah,
got and
it.
That's the thing. I think that's why not I used to confuse niggas because I never did the look back and stop dancing. I would dance a couple songs and then go about my business, and they'd be like, "Oh, you want to exchange numbers?" And I'm like, "Oh no, I'm not interested." Like, see, and they that would confuse
that shit hurt
them.
Too.
But look so you want too. Me to do the look back?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what I want.
All right.
Don't waste me.
I'm not saying. Don't give me a look. Yeah, don't waste my time. There's other chicks in here.
So yeah, was, I was just trying to have fun.
Them three songs I could have got
somebody else.
So y'all went to the club looking for numbers.
Yeah,
that's why we went to the club.
In college, y'all was out in the yard looking for numbers.
The promenade was the shit.
So y'all wasn't there. It was
to get dressed up. Just even if you ain't had class that day, you should went out there.
Dress up and go to promenade.
And see, I was just there to throw ass.
So now
I never got a number in a club.
So you know what's interesting? I was in Atlanta, and when I was in Atlanta, it's interesting. It could be a group of women, a group of guys, and they won't talk to each other.
Oh yeah,
it's very common. Yeah. Because it's like I don't want to say
they've been stopped dancing in clubs,
but they stopped talking to each other now.
Yeah,
they're not even approaching girls.
But then didn't you just say that's what you would do?
Oh, I seen her.
I know. I
sent her a DM. That's what they'd be like, probably. Like they might know one of them. Like, oh yeah, I seen her on Instagram. Y'all shoot her a DM.
Yeah.
When she was right there in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just how life is now with them.
Damn.
But that's why people rely so heavily on dating apps. Because they not speaking in person. But then people be like, millennials, especially older millennials, be like, oh, I want to meet somebody the old school way. And it's like, well, how? You're not talking to anyone in person. Yeah.
You want to know the trick back? They say all that shit and they say, I want a man to lead.
I don't know too many that's still saying that.
What?
Mm-mm.
You ain't been on what's
what they said in different words now.
They said in different words.
Okay. They don't
that's
say
that's what I'm saying. They want men to be that forward, but yet they don't want the energy.
Oh, that's true. Okay. That's
it's a baffling.
They say assertive.
Yes.
Right. But you don't
they just don't
talk
lead.
To me in public though. But be assertive.
Mm.
How does that work?
They be wanting guys.
They want a guy to come approach them at the bar, but then if somebody does, they don't give them no kind of good energy.
Talk to your sisters.
So yeah, it's confusing.
You telling us?
But that's why I don't
I'm
do
glad
that.
I'm out the game.
I don't do that, but then when I'm not interested, they be confused too. So I don't know what's the better way.
That's with three songs and then saying I'm not interested. That
so what's mixed
signals. I'm just having fun.
That's mixed signals.
But see, I'm not here for
give me
that.
One
I'm
song,
just here
man.
To have fun.
All right, just give me one song.
Give me one and done.
Give me one and done. What, walk away after that song.
Fading in and fading out. I'm just supposed to stop on
yes,
the fade.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Abruptly.
Don't keep dancing. Because if you keep dancing, that's to us, that's green light.
Okay.
Yeah, no facts.
Okay.
And then we. Then
well,
we
I mean, I don't have this issue anymore, but.
Yeah, I'm. I don't know. I don't have no advice for any young brothers out here trying to get a woman. Mm. I would just say, pray, man. Just get close to God.
I would say you can approach. You can approach them. Just don't get mad when they don't like you. That's
yeah,
the problem.
Because
now I don't think they can. They can't just go up and they look at. They give them that look and then they walk away.
Yeah, they do.
These niggas
out.
Be like, yo, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
Yo, like she don't like you, nigga. Like,
I'm trying to shoot them and shit.
Being a gentleman has definitely been
chivalry.
Chivalry, like for example, it's all right. It's all right, miss. It's all right, girl. It's all right, man. Sweetheart. We can't call him sweetheart no more. Damn. All my lingo is fucked up. It's all right,
can
lady.
Can we say love?
No.
No.
Beautiful. All that shit is no? out the Damn. Window.
Depends.
See, you trying to get.
You can use some of them. It's on the way your approach.
Yeah, and that's very.
And your comfort.
That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Don't break the touch barrier too early.
No, not that.
But even that kind of depends. You gotta be able to read. Well, no, we already said.
I'm saying John don't know how to read the room.
I think I know how to read the room. I think it's smarter just to stay back. Give him 3 feet.
Nah, I agree with the non-touch.
Yeah.
Unless you got
yeah.
some kind of signal.
That's
I don't even know
but
even
that's
then.
That's what I'm saying. You
let
have
her break
to,
the non-touch. Yeah. That touch
you
brand.
Gotta let her do it first.
Yeah.
Let
her
she ha,
yeah.
ha, 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 and hit you. Then
like,
it's like,
oh, got
okay,
her.
We check. Broke the touch barrier.
Yep.
Just don't hit her back.
Don't hit her. Yeah.
That shit funny as shit.
That's why I say it's really about knowing, like,
social keys.
Trying to, yeah, using social keys. And
but they don't have those
are,
now.
Are you
they,
really?
Don't,
you gotta
they don't.
Practice.
Have, I do have social keys. I've seen some of this young
We work. Developed. It's we wild, we had to develop social keys.
Because
develop
you didn't game. Have dating apps. You didn't have a choice.
Not even that you have dating apps. You was too young. So when you was in elementary, middle school, and high school, you had to, like, you was figuring out on a job training.
But,
like.
We wasn't using social media to slide in DMs like
oh,
that.
Oh no, we had time for
as
that.
Much as they do now. Mm. They use them like dating apps,
social,
regardless of what
social media
age.
Is direct access,
right? Regardless of what age, so they are like sitting in the house DMing each other.
Cause
already.
I'm gonna say
because
old,
middle
cause
school,
old motherfuckers,
high school, everything.
Old motherfuckers do the same thing. We just don't know about because we don't know that too many old motherfuckers using it. But I know
right.
for a fact on yeah. Facebook they go ham.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Facebook Messenger be hot.
Old people be going in
I be
on
wanting
Facebook.
To see some of these women's DMs. I'm
yeah,
sure
we gotta find one.
The niggas that be getting shit off, yo.
You know the DMs is really crazy. The older divorced women DMing other people goes crazy.
Oh yeah, cause they trying to get back the time they lost.
Yeah. Oh
real.
My gosh.
No, they ain't trying to get chose. They trying to get done.
Okay.
Chose.
No, I ain't chose. chose to me, you won't get kept. You won't be kept.
Oh.
They there for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, they say I've been married.
Got you.
I don't need to do that.
I'm gonna say they on the tour. All
right, fair point.
they sightseeing.
Farewell tour. they literally on a farewell tour.
Yeah.
Now I get it. Different.
I ain't got
now.
Much time left.
So how do the old millennials celebrate the 4th of July?
We
in the house. You saw what happened last night? We in the house.
Yeah, oh, millennials.
You saw what happened? Nah.
Black millennials have killed 4th of July. We don't believe in that shit now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it. I can't do Juneteenth and 4th of July.
The only thing I can do on 4th of July, I like some fireworks. It don't even got to do nothing.
It's too American.
I'm good.
I just like fireworks. They nice.
I feel like a good old boy.
Nah, I don't even want to be outside, to be honest.
True, yeah. Nah. That's why you got to find somewhere to be inside. And stay.
Don't they play it on? They play fireworks on TV, don't they?
It's not the same.
It is.
Mm-mm. It's not the same.
It's not, but down the harbor.
Don't go to the harbor.
We was down the harbor one year. I remember being down the harbor with
you. Every year I used to go to Hooters.
Not now.
When they had the horses. It was literally the horses stepping on people. Like
every year I used to go to Hooters for the 4th of July.
She was going down there still?
Yeah, right before COVID, they were still going.
Oh, wow. I was going to Columbia.
Yeah, I was about to say Columbia to move.
That's the move.
Well, Laurel's not bad.
Yeah, Laurel, yeah. Columbia.
Laurel's not bad.
Going out there.
Not
yeah.
the harbor. That's,
no, not the harbor.
Because you can go the parking lot by
Bonnaroo.
Or
by y'all.
Oh, yeah, Towson. Yeah,
Towson, Lock Raven.
Towson.
Yeah, well, we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, Towson.
What happened? See,
it's stuff to do.
I don't know. Ask my mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They might still do it.
Oh, the fireworks still happening.
Yeah.
No, I'm just talking about like the
fire. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. We got to wait.
That's a whole nother thing. Post-COVID family, like, these families is wild.
Yeah.
They was like, oh, let's get on Zoom. And then after that, niggas was like.
We talked to each other
too much.
It's
hard to get back to what you used to do.
No, they don't even talk.
But no, like, before that, we had the cookout.
Because you over-talked.
And then you was trying to still force the connection during the pandemic. That's why you did the Zooms. Now we're after that, and it's harder to get back
to the
gatherings.
People don't want to talk. It's hard. It's hard to get people.
They don't want
to
leave the house.
Yeah. But I guess that's another episode of Uncensored Views. So my name is John. That's it. That's Mel. That's Maul. Thank you for being here for another episode of Uncensored Views. We hope you like this listen and this audio adventure. Y'all didn't like that?
This the audio fuck was that? Adventure.
Number one, it'd be so abrupt. Sporadic.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, it's like
that's laughing.
Like you don't give no cue or nothing. It's just like
jump right into that shit.
All right, you do it. I want to hear what you do.
Oh, what? And it's been another episode of Uncensored Views. This Maul, this Mel, this John, this Sid. See y'all next week.
Damn. He just did what I did.
But he killed
it
though.
It was
the
tone.
Oh, the white man tone.
Mm-hmm.
I felt
the smoother.
Yeah. It's the hocus. Very, man. Very millennial. On, man.
That was the cooler.
Oh, peace.
Thank you for listening to Unsolicited Views.